end customer is adopting the solution and is getting value from it. So we believe that the marketplace can no longer be just transactional. They've also got to be experiential and think about the needs of the end customer.
Welcome to SaaS Connect, the SaaS Partnership Podcast, brought to you by the Cloud Software Association. Thank you, as always, to our podcast producers, Content Allies. They help B2B companies like you launch revenue-generating podcasts. They'll schedule interviews, produce the podcast, and promote it. Check them out at contentallies.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Pleasure to be here. I'm going to talk about how the channel strategies are transforming. And if you're wondering, well, you know, they've always transformed. You're probably right. I remember 10 years ago when I started working in a channel, you know, the cloud was becoming relevant. And at the time, we were saying, wow, the channel is going to be disintermediated with the cloud. Yet the channel kind of reinvented itself. And it just will keep doing this. I believe the channel is super relevant. But the last 2 years, obviously, have kind of accelerated that transformation in a channel. And I think it's important to understand, you know, what are some of the key elements that have accelerated this transformation? So I'll focus specifically on four of them. So I'll focus on four trends that have influenced the transformation that's going on in the channel. So the first one is the business needs are changing, right? Every single enterprise, big or small, has had to reinvent its customer experience in the past 2 years as a result of the pandemic. And it's had to reinvent its experience into a digital customer experience. And that has resulted in an increase in digital and cloud strategy at the enterprise level. Again, you know, big or small. For big enterprise, it's mandated out of the boardroom. And it's essential if you're going to deliver a digital customer experience. And as a result of that, we've seen an increase in digital and cloud spend. Over $200 billion in spend last year. And Gartner reported that that spend has increased at the enterprise level on average by 5%. So companies are spending 5% more than they did in the past. Now, we're also seeing a shift in the spend away from telecommunication into mobility and cloud services. And that's a really important one because we've had dedicated channels that have focused on telecommunication solutions for years. And these channels are basically looking at their spend decreasing, their competition increasing, and therefore they're looking at opportunity to expand across other channel. So that's one important element that is forcing the channel to transform. Another one is the increasing complexity that's associated with a technology purchase. As the partners are looking at multiple category, then these purchases are becoming more and more complex. And that's mostly because of the third element, which is the convergence in the IT market. Businesses want to deal with fewer technology advisors, and they want these technology advisors that provide their end-to-end solution. So whereas historically you've had parallel channels focusing on different silos of technology, for example, you had the telco channel focusing on telecommunication, you had the VAR reseller MSP channel focusing on software and infrastructure, and you had the system integrator channel focusing on business application. These are now converging because businesses want to deal with fewer partners that can provide end-to-end solution. And what we're starting to see, and what we've definitely seen at AppDirect in the last 2 years, is that partners are starting to embrace this. They understand that it presents an opportunity for them to expand beyond the traditional technology silo they've operated in and get a bigger share of their end customer's wallet. And while that's delivering a value proposition for that end customer, it's certainly bringing some of the complexity of the purchasing process from the end customer to the technology advisor. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. The last trend I want to focus on is the shift to marketplaces and ecosystem. And this has been well documented recently by Jay McBain, who did this study for Forrester. And what he's suggesting actually is that 17% of the B2B spend will be going through a marketplace next year. And he's forecasting that that's going to be 50% by 2020. And that's not surprising because we're seeing more and more millennial influence the purchase for an enterprise. And millennials go about purchasing in a different way. They start by going online and educating themselves and contacting the actual solution salespeople much later on in the process. So marketplace is really what's in their DNA from a purchasing standpoint, what they're comfortable with. As a result of that, what we're seeing is a proliferation of marketplace. Now, most of these are technology specific. You know, whether you're talking about the Microsoft Marketplace, the AWS Marketplace, the Google Marketplace, they're all technology specific, meaning most of the ISVs that are represented and selling on these marketplaces are operating on the infrastructure as a service, on the hyperscaler of the marketplace. We're also seeing some niche marketplaces that are much more focused. For example, ADP has a marketplace with all of the ISVs that integrate with their solution. Sage has a similar marketplace, right? So there's a proliferation of marketplace. And if you think of that channel partner that is trying to be an end-to-end provider for their end customer, because that's what businesses are looking for these days, the complexity is now on the channel partner because they've got to navigate all these different marketplaces to bring together an end-to-end solution for their end customers. And we believe, and we've certainly invested this way, that the real solutions for the channel, and we're seeing channel partners embrace this, is technology agnostic, multi-category marketplace. These basically bring together solutions from different categories. Telecommunication, software, infrastructure, could be devices, could be mobility, right? They bring together all of these solutions within one catalog, one marketplace, and they basically are technology agnostic. They really provide an ecosystem that is independent of the technology that the ISV is running. That's certainly what we've invested behind. And that's what we believe the market needs, because as this shift is happening, you know, they went from dealing with multiple partners. Each of these partners focus on different silos of technology to an environment where they want to focus on a single partner, but that partner now is dealing with that complexity unless they can get to operate on a technology agnostic, multi-category marketplace. We believe that this solves the supply chain problem for the partner. We think that that's also, you know, a real value proposition for all of you that are providing technology solutions, because it does provide you a path to channel partner that is automated via API, but that allows you also to have access to channel partners that are building these more complex solution that requires integrating multiple components of software or technology elements together. So we've focused on that at AppDirect, and AppSmart is basically a B2B technology ecosystem, and it is powered by the AppDirect platform. But the reason I bring us up as an example is because I believe that one of the key elements is the ability to be multi-category. And that's really unique in the marketplace, because most marketplaces that are technology agnostic are not multi-category. They still reflect the old channel. The old channel had silos in technology. The transformation of the last 2 years is forcing us into a multi-category environment. And so software, infrastructure, telecommunication, mobility, devices, managed services, even energy. I know often when I talk about energy, people kind of scratch their head and say, "What energy? What? Why energy?" Well, if you think about energy, energy is a digital solution, right? It's a solution that a business needs. And if you think about the proliferation of IoT solution, an IoT solution brings together a device, a software, some infrastructure, and very often energy solutions as well. So, you know, the transformation that's going on in the channel is embracing that as well and wants to be providing all of the digital services that their end customer needs. And we're seeing actually an acceleration of growth of energy, which is providing unique opportunities for partners to get into even more complex transactions. And this is quite important, and I'll talk a little bit about a use case. Joel Saint-Germain is the CEO of Global Communication Group, also known as GCG. He built this business over the past 15, 20 years, and he recently became a partner of ours. He basically was trying to solve a fundamental problem. And the problem he was trying to solve was that he operated in the telecommunication channel all of his life, and the supply chain that he was using was a traditional master agent supply chain. He was seeing the chef, his customers were asking him for more complex solutions, solutions that required this multi-category capability, but that pushed on him the need to deal with multiple supply chains. He needed to work with a master agent for his telco solution. He needed to go to a distributor for his software. And that became a very complex value proposition. So the partnership was established with Joel because of that multi-category requirement. And we're seeing a lot of partners actually make decisions based on eliminating some of that complexity that's associated with broadening their horizon across multiple technology silos. We think that it's not just about the partner, though. We think that it's also about the end customer. And if you are a technology provider, you know very well that it's not just about how you distribute your solution in market, but it's about the experience your end customer is getting. Because at the end of the day, it's about getting loyalty. It's about the end customer using the solution. And that's what ensures that long-term value of the relationship. And so we think marketplaces have to evolve. Marketplaces today are really all about the transaction. They're enabling a channel partner or an end customer to place an order, to provision a solution, or to manage that solution ongoing, meaning add seats, reduce seats, or to get invoice for that solution. And we think that that's an important part of being a technology agnostic, multi-category marketplace, right? That's kind of table stakes. You need to have that functionality. But you also have to create a value proposition for that end customer in order to ensure that loyalty of the end customer. And a few of the examples are shown here on this slide, which are really an extension and transforms that marketplace from a pure transactional marketplace to an experiential marketplace where that end customer is engaged, right? They can have all of their employees access your solution via single sign-on. You have search capability across multiple apps. When was the last time that you actually, as a user, remembered an interaction with a customer or with a colleague? And you couldn't remember, was it in Slack or was it in email or was that actually in Salesforce, right? Imagine having capability to search across all of your app, right? Those are the types of features that are essential in terms of creating an environment where the end customer is adopting the solution and is getting value from it. So we believe that the marketplace can no longer be just transactional. They've also got to be experiential and think about the needs of the end customer. And that's a massive shift as well that we're seeing in the channel. And an example I'll give you is another use case with Steve Olson. who is the CEO of PSI Network. Again, Steve built his business more than 20 years ago, and he provided initially telecommunication solution, network solution for his end customer. And what he realized was that what made or break his company was the retention. He invested a ton of money in building the relationship with his customer. And for him, you know, that retention was key. But as a channel partner, you only had a limited interaction with the end customer. And it was really more about the relationship. And he wanted to go beyond that to truly differentiate. And he partnered with us because of the experience that we could deliver for the end customer. So this is another example of a shift that we're seeing in the channel as a result of reinventing really the partners. So in closing, I think that this shift that we're seeing in a channel is fascinating. One, as partners are looking at expanding beyond their silos of technology, they're asking them their question, you know, am I all in for this transformation? And as a result, we're seeing some consolidation in the market. We've seen a ton of consolidation, whether it's the telco agent market, the VAR reseller channel, or the SI. And I think we're going to continue to see this. Any shift become a compelling event to ask yourself, is it time for me to exit, or is it time for me to invest in a new area? So that's a key element we're seeing. We're also seeing a lot of investments coming into the channel. Private equities are coming in the channel. And I think these two components are going to result in channel partners that are stronger, that are bigger, and that have that capability of being an end-to-end provider. We've been talking a lot about, for years, about a channel partner being a trusted advisor. I think we've never been as close to that vision as we are today as a result of this consolidation, as a result of this funding that's coming into channel partner, and as a result of these channel partner being bigger and multi-category. So it's a super exciting time, I think, for us in a channel. And if we were to talk today about the disintermediation of channel, I would still be on the side that says it's not going to happen. And we continue to see studies that demonstrate, either at the end customer level, that they get value when they're buying through a channel partner. But the key element to remember as the channel is evolving is that they're looking for a differentiation. Their differentiation can no longer be just that they provide access to technology. They want to present an experience overall. They care about the customer retention, as I'm sure all of you do. And ultimately, they're looking to monetize their solution, which is where marketplaces are playing a key role, because it allows them to shed a lot of the back office and automate some of the bread and butter functionality in the background and really focus on the front office and on the end customer's need, understanding where they want to go. So with that, I'm going to pause and see if there's any question.
So thank you, Renee. Consolidation, you're talking about consolidation of the tech stack. What is driving that at the end user level? Why do they want that consolidation?
Well, think about like 10 years ago, if you're a restaurant and you want to get a new POS system, right? You really had to work through multiple partners. You know, you would have needed a system integrator to help you with the business application. You would have needed a distributor to bring you the software and the hardware, and you would have needed the telco agent to bring you the connectivity. The system integrator wouldn't have been able to bring you the connectivity. And the distributor, they would not have known how to configure the business application. So the end customer is wanting to simplify that complexity by dealing with a partner that has the ability to bring together a lot of the different silos of technology. And what we saw over the last 10 years is partnership established, right, between the different silos. But now that there is funding that's coming into the market, we're starting to see partners that are actually themselves fulfilling this value proposition of being multi-category. And as a result of that, it's forcing others to ask themselves the question, am I all in and how do I double down and expand beyond the technology I service today versus maybe think about an exit, right? So I think that's the biggest motivator. It's really wanting to simplify and eliminate some of that complexity that they've had to deal with in the past.
So as you see the consolidation happening, is there any one silo that is doing the acquiring versus being acquired? Or is it all over the place? Are the telcos acquiring the BIs and the MSPs, or the MSPs acquiring the telcos? Or is there any consistency there?
I think that we're seeing a lot of it. And I think it's still early days, right? So I think it'd be dangerous to say this is going to be the winning horse at this point in time. We're certainly seeing MSPs acquiring telco agents, and probably I've seen a little bit more acquiring telco agents, but it's still early days, I think. So I think we're going to see it unfolding. I think the thing we have to realize is the MSP or the VARs have the capability to invoice the end customer, whereas the telco channel doesn't, right? So it's the bigger step for a telco agent to acquire an MSP than it is for an MSP to acquire a telco agent. It's for an MSP to acquire a telco agent, they're simplifying their supply chain in a way because they had to buy through one in the past. So it may be a little bit more natural. As for the system integrators, we'll have to see. There hasn't been as much consolidation yet there. There's still a little bit of partnership, but we've started to see some MSPs also getting into the space. So I would say so far, MSPs seem to have taken the lead, but again, it's early days.
Any other questions? Excellent. Well, that was really great, Renee. And it's interesting. I just came from Channel Partners in Vegas. You probably were there.
Yeah.
And you're dead on. It's like we've been talking trusted advisor, TSB, and that evolution, but I feel like it's really now, through things like this, becoming more of a reality.
Yeah. And, you know, the two use cases I gave are great examples of partners that built their business, had their own back office system, kind of did it on their own for years and got to a point and were several millions of dollars, you know, in business, tens of millions of dollars in business. And all of a sudden realized that, you know, the next step of growth for them is to pick a partner that can basically handle that supply chain, that back office, and give them the capability to go to market differently with an e-commerce platform that's got that multi-category capability. And I think we're going to see more and more. We're certainly betting on it. That's why we've developed the technology over the past 13 years. But we certainly saw a lot of that at Channel Partner.
All right. Thank you, Renee. Let's give Renee a hand.
If you like this and want more great insights on software partnerships, you've got to rate, like, and subscribe, and join us at thecloudsoftwareassociation.com. Thank you, as always, to our podcast producers, Content Allies. They help B2B companies like you launch revenue-generating podcasts. They'll schedule interviews, produce the podcast, and promote it. Check them out at contentallies.com. We'll see you on the next episode.